Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. For years, I wrestled with whether or not I should pursue the dreams I had apart from homeschooling and parenting. I know that's a struggle for many of my listeners, too. That's why I wanted Carla Marie Williams, author of the new book, Momspiration, to join me for the podcast. Before I share our interview with you, I want to introduce you to the sponsor of today's episode, Seven Sisters Homeschool. I use and love Seven Sisters Homeschool curriculum in my own homeschool, and the authors have become personal friends who encouraged me to live the dream of creating my own curriculum. Here's Sabrina.
Hello, homeschool friends. Sabrina here from SevenSistersHomeschool.com. What do you get when you take six veteran homeschool mamas who have a passion for creating no busy work, adaptable curriculum titles, and give them a website? Your go-to resource for homeschool community, coaching, and curriculum. SevenSistersHomeschool.com grew out of real life. Vicki, Marilyn, Allison, Sarah, Kim, and I all live in the same general area and worked and played together over the 20-plus years we spent homeschooling our children through high school graduation. We co-opted, field-tripped, built a support network, started an umbrella school and diploma program, laughed, cried, and prayed together. And when the time drew near for the last of our kids to flip that tassel at high school graduation, we realized that we had years' worth of curriculum resources we had created that shouldn't just languish in a file cabinet drawer. Besides, we weren't done being sisters. We loved the chance for community building and coaching that homeschooling had provided us. And we realized that many homeschool parents don't have that available to them in their hometowns. In 2010, we launched SevenSistersHomeschool.com. And since then, the six of us veteran homeschool mamas have been delighted to meet so many of you, our seventh sisters. If you haven't joined the conversation yet, come on in. Sisterhood comes from community. We build community through SevenSistersHomeschool.com's blog, where we share all the things we've learned about homeschooling and life with our sisters. The Seven Sisters Homeschool Facebook group, where we chat about fun homeschool stuff and tough homeschool stuff, and offer Facebook Lives every Wednesday morning at 8:45 Eastern Time. The Homeschool High School podcast, where we have fun with all things homeschool high school. We also build community through coaching our sisters. We help homeschool moms find the just right curriculum and homeschool style for their unique family, because there is not one right way to homeschool. Sometimes a little coaching from a big sister can be just the thing to pull the pieces together for a successful homeschool year. We also build community by creating curriculum your family can enjoy with no busy work, because we like making homeschool fun. Seven Sisters ebook curriculum. What makes it distinctive? Our curriculum creation flowed out of our own homeschooling experiences, meeting needs that we had encountered when we homeschooled our own kids or co-opted with kids in our community. High school electives, in particular, hard to find from a Christian worldview. So, human development, intro to psychology, philosophy, financial literacy, and early elementary ed for high schoolers were born. Career exploration, perhaps one of the single most important areas of study for teenagers, and almost nothing existed on the homeschool curriculum market, so we published it. Literature study guides that led teens to think for themselves about big ideas. No busy work, no overkill study guides for literary analysis. They were created to be all about building critical thinking skills in readers of all types. Writing that breaks down the process, but never turns it into a one-size-fits-all formula. Essay writing, research writing, creative writing, and professional writing instruction that coach teens to build solid skills for using written words well to communicate with others. Adaptable titles. One title that can easily be adapted for use at different levels. Average, college prep, or honors. according to the need in any given year. Easy-to-apply instructions for using the same piece of curriculum at any of several levels of rigor. The instructions appear right on the first few pages of your PDF download. And finally, no busy work. Teenagers spot a waste of their academic effort from a mile away. Why create artificial busy work in their academics? Why beat something into the ground if the student has already mastered the learning there to be mastered? High school electives and career exploration, reading and writing that stimulate real thinking, curriculum titles that can easily be adapted to fit a variety of students' needs, and that refuse to insult teens with busy work. All in ebook format that you can print if you prefer paper. All trying to keep the cost low for a family's homeschool budget. That is curriculum from SevenSistersHomeschool.com. Won't you share your homeschooling adventures with us? Sharing our stories is part of what makes us strong as a community, as sisters, at SevenSistersHomeschool.com.
Carla, thank you so much for taking the time to join me, to chat with me again. I know since we last talked, you have written a new book called Momspiration. Why did you feel like that should be your next book project after Homeschool Gone Wild?
Well, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be on again, and I love your show. After writing Homeschool Gone Wild, and there was a chapter closer to the end of Homeschool Gone Wild that was called Follow Your Own Dreams. And it was for moms, because Homeschool Gone Wild was focused on parents pointing out the passions and interests of their children. And I added that chapter in the end of that book that to point out the fact that moms also have interests and passions. And so really that particular chapter at the end of that book was an outline for this book, because I recognize, you know, it is important for us to point out our children's passions and interests and help them develop those unique gifts and talents that God put on the inside of them. But a lot of moms are saying, what about me? You know, where do I go from here? Do I lay everything on the line until my children leave? You know, so a lot of moms just have a lot of questions. You know, maybe they did go to college, or maybe they did put a dream on hold, or maybe they've never really dreamed at all and they want to, or there's burning desires on the inside of them they've never followed. And so I wanted to write this book not only to help them dream again, to reawaken some of those dreams and passions, but I wanted to write it so that they could see that they didn't have to sacrifice their family to do it, and that they could bring their children, their family, their husband alongside and share that dream with them, where they're not approaching their dreams separate from their family.
Well, I love that. And I love, love, love the concept for the book. And that's why I wanted to have you back on.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So in the book, you talk about seasons of a mother's life. And yes, I have heard this for so many years. You know, it's not your season, Melanie, to, and I know why you're laughing, but yeah, it's not your season, Melanie, to be a speaker, to have a business, to maybe be a blogger. And it's a season for you to focus on your children, and there will be a season. And so we talk a lot about those kinds of seasons. And what we mean by that is, a time that is dedicated to a certain focus, or maybe a particular calling that God has for us at a particular time in our lives. So my question for you is, how can a mom determine which season she is in?
That's very good. Number one, I would say having a relationship with God would be the start, because he is the determiner and the creator of all the seasons of our lives. And so that's just, it's just very helpful to me to be able to be led in that direction. But, paying attention to what's going on around you, being really tuned in to the relationships in your household, your marriage? Is it a season to do something outside of nurturing? Obviously, you nurture your marriage continually. Mm-hmm. But is it a season to do something outside, or should that be your focus? Paying attention to the relationships with your children, whether or not there's distance there, or are there there are struggles or things that you need to really help them through at the moment that need to be your focus. There could be any number of life circumstances that can say, you know, maybe this is the time to step out. Maybe this is the time to pull back. Caring for elderly loved ones. You know, so there's just certain things in your life that are going to take more of your energy and more of your commitment. And you have to weigh those things, because sometimes we commit ourselves to things and we create the season because we allow outside forces to dictate what we do with our time and our effort. And one of the things I wrote about in the book was determining a season in my life where my husband and I were very, very active in a church and we didn't have any children. And suddenly we found ourselves parents overnight of two toddlers and a newborn. And we thought that nothing would change. I know that that's hilarious in hindsight, but we really did think that we could just keep moving at the speed of light and still, you know, direct all these departments and minister and basically be on call 7 days a week, and that nothing would change. And our children needed us during that season. And it caused us to really think, you know, what was important at that time? What did we need? What needed to be first and foremost at that time? And we chose our kids. Mm-hmm. So we kind of backed away a little bit and later moving to a completely different city. But saying all that to say, that was a season where we had to really look at what was going on around us and decide if we were managing well. Sometimes we have a dream and the passion is so strong and we are pushing and we're running up against a lot of brick walls because this may not be the time. And we have all of these things. You just have to pay attention to everything going around you. Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough. The relationships more than anything. Mm-hmm. And then look at everything on your plate and decide what belongs there and what doesn't. Because you could have a lot of open doors available once you got rid of the things that don't belong in your daily life. Those things that are just pulling at you that don't necessarily have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I loved what you said right there about, are you managing well? Mm-hmm. If you're not managing well, it doesn't make sense to add something else.
Absolutely.
But I think sometimes we like to think that adding something else will just magically make us manage well. Yes. And of course, it doesn't work that way. Now, we don't have to manage perfectly.
Right.
Not perfectly. But if we don't feel like we have a grasp on parenting and marriage and homeschooling, it's probably not the time to add something else.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with that. So it just, you know, no one can tell you what your season is. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. You can't tell me. It's something that you have to determine. And a lot of times, if you're married, you determine together. Mm-hmm. You know, what exactly? Because I could never do what I do without my husband's support. Mm-hmm. It would be a train wreck. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that couples are on the same page when it comes to dream fulfillment. Sometimes it's the same dream and opening a business together. Sometimes it's a singular dream and they're your number one cheerleader. Mm-hmm. It just depends, but you have to be on the same page. Mm-hmm.
I 100% agree with you on that. When I was parenting young children, even mm-hmm. babies, my husband had veto power over my speaking engagements.
Yes.
And I allowed him that privilege because I was leaving all the kids with him.
Absolutely. And I just came back from India. So, and guess who was home with Austin?
Right. And, you know, I will have to say that I knew that I could override my husband's veto. If I said to him, this one is really important to me, I really, really want to do it. Mm-hmm. I knew I could override his veto, but I never did that. And I have zero regrets about that. Mm-hmm. God, I believe, uses our husbands when we have a good marriage, when we are in a good place mm-hmm. in our marriages. I believe our husbands function to protect us.
Absolutely.
They know what we can handle and what they can handle.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
Oh, well, this is such a fascinating topic. I have so many questions I want to ask you. So let's move on now to, if, you know, maybe it is a season for me to mm-hmm. start pursuing a dream in addition to being a wife and a mom and homeschooling. Mm-hmm. What keeps moms from going for it in that situation?
Guilt. Mm-hmm. I think the number and mom guilt is just so, it's such an enemy of progress. And we have that guilt pops up in the food that we cook. Mm-hmm. It pops up in, you know, how our kid may behave on the playground or whatever happens. We take it all on as we're not doing a good job. Right. And if anything goes wrong, we always blame ourselves for that, even if there are 50 variables involved. Mm-hmm. And I think the main thing that keeps moms from stepping out and doing anything is guilt, feeling selfish and feeling like their entire life, all of their time, effort, resources need to be focused on their family. And although that is very important, I'll give you an example. I had someone say to me one time, and like they say in the South, bless her heart. one thing that she said, and I'm not saying that she was wrong for her and her life, but she was speaking as if it was everyone's truth. She said to me that a mom is called to be a mom and nothing else. And I thought to myself, if I never had children, and having children for me was very difficult. Mm-hmm. If I never had children, does that mean that I don't have a purpose? Does that mean that God never created me to do anything? So I am void. I have to go create my own purpose. So before we had children, before we became moms, God had something that he put on the inside of us. He had a season for it to come to fruition. And he desires to make it happen in our lives. And we shouldn't feel guilty about it as long as we are pursuing it in his way and in his time. And so that guilt can always be overcome by knowing and understanding God's timing and pursuing it, knowing that you still have to manage everything else. You can't have tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, that used to be my problem. It is both a blessing and a curse because I'm extremely, extremely tunnel vision to the point where, you know, I get so focused on something that I'm almost like tuned out of everything else. And before having kids, it was an asset. But after the fact, I had to say, okay, I need to really, really work on this. Multitasking has never been hard, but multi-relations, I guess you could say, with dealing with all of these moving parts going on, was very difficult when I had something I was trying to accomplish. And so you have to know that You can't let those balls drop. One of the chapters or momspirations in the book is called Let Them See You Juggle Fire. And that particular momspiration focuses on knowing your season and knowing what you can and cannot handle, and knowing that you can only juggle the fire you have grace to juggle. Mm-hmm. Because you will drop the balls if it's not your time, or if your focus is lopsided.
Right.
So just making those evaluations. And a lot of times my husband helps make those evaluations with me, and we decide together, this is a good time for this. This is not. Put this on the back burner. We think you should do this. So just really, really tuning in to what's going on around you can help you get rid of that guilt, knowing that you're stepping out at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very good. And I believe I just discussed this in another interview that I did recently, but I feel so strongly about this that I want to mention it again. I have found so many moms, and it's homeschooling moms that I speak to most often, They want to get rid of their guilt by declaring, I'm just going to focus on my family. I'm just going to focus on my family. I'm just going to focus on homeschooling, and that's it. And what I tell them is that I understand why they're saying that, because we live in a state of tension when we pursue an outside passion of, yes, of whatever sort, and you will never escape it. So, right, you know, you can say, okay, I'm not going to blog. I'm not going to write a book. I'm not going to start a business. I'm not going to, you know, be the head of this volunteer organization. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to focus on my family. And as soon as you say that, you're going to feel like, oh, good. I don't have to feel that guilt or that stress anymore. But I don't know how long it will take, but it will come back to you. Yep. If this is a God-given passion that He wants you to fulfill, you're not going to be at peace even making that decision. And I think that's different from saying, it's not my season for that.
Right, exactly.
That's absolutely
Sometimes
fine.
We use that as an excuse.
Right, right. It's like we just want to get rid of that tension. And having lived with this now for really all of my homeschooling years, 2 decades, I can just tell you that it never goes away. It just has to be managed. It's that, right, it's like a gauge, you know,
right,
on your car, on an instrument that you're using that's telling you, oh, okay, you're spending too much time on this. Now you need to move back over here to spend more time on your marriage, more time with your kids' relationships, more time investing in your homeschooling, or more time investing in your personal care.
Right.
You know, we're just constantly calibrating. And I've gotten to the place where I just feel a lot more comfortable with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned tension in that place of tension. Tension isn't always bad.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, tension holds things together.
I love that. That's so great.
You know, too much tension causes things to snap.
Yep.
Not enough tension causes it to be very loose and very messy.
Mm-hmm.
But the perfect amount of tension holds things together. And so it's not always bad. And one thing that I recognize is that you have to go with the grace that is on you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had people telling me for years that I needed to write about foster care, write about adoption, write about homeschooling, write about this, write about that. And I've never felt like I was an author. Mm-hmm. I never felt like it was time. I thought, oh, when I'm old and I'm done with everything, then I'll write about it. And it wasn't until this time last year, or maybe a little bit before this time, maybe around February, that I got the, it just popped up, and then all of these book ideas came into my head. I started taking notes and just started writing. And the first book I wrote in 5 months, the second book I wrote in 1.5 months. And I wrote that along with 3/4 of a third book. It was just crazy. And I thought, where is all of this coming from? And I recognized, I said, this, I have the grace for this right now. So I have to run with it, because a couple of years from now, I may go months, years without writing anything. So I have to kind of respond to the grace that is available to me right now to accomplish what God wants me to accomplish right now. Mm-hmm. And when that grace is there and you have the support of your family and you're managing other things well, doesn't mean there won't be tension, but it will work. Things will work. All the moving parts will work together like a machine. Doesn't mean there won't be hiccups. Doesn't mean you won't need oil. No, self-care is important. All of those other elements have to be in there. But going with the grace in the moment, what is your grace for right now? And I had to run with that because I didn't know when that was going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just really want to encourage the moms who are listening that God is so faithful to give you the grace and the green light and the wisdom when you ask for it. I remember years ago, I was in my mom's Bible study at the time, and it was in the spring, and I asked them to pray for me right there that I would know what God wanted me to do with my summer. It was a very unusual time. I always had a goal for the summer. Mm-hmm. But this particular summer, I had no idea what I was supposed to do. And so my group prayed over me, prayed that I would know how to spend my time in the summer. And that night, I woke up and I knew that I was supposed to write a book in the summer. And I knew what the title of the book was. And while I had tried to write books before that many, many times, this particular time, I would stay up late, and I can't do that anymore, but at this time, or maybe I could, but I don't seem to have the grace for that right now. But then I did. I would stay up very late every night in the summer, and my husband would let me sleep in while he took care of the kids in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that book and had it published that summer. And it was just an incredible blessing. But that was an example of where I heard from the Lord exactly that this was the time. This was the time. And just like you, I had the grace to get it done.
Absolutely. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is. And it's so exciting. And so, you know, one of the things that I love about your book is that you are going against the grain of what we've heard so many times. At least I have heard so many times that I need to wait until my kids are grown and out of our homeschool to pursue my dreams and my passions. But you are saying no, that it is actually important with God's go ahead and your family's support to go ahead and start pursuing that now before the kids are grown. Will you tell us why you think that's important?
Now, you know, I think that I'll qualify that because it just depends on we had a Facebook Live launch party yesterday, because yesterday, April 2nd, was the premiere of the book. And one of the ladies that I had on with me was a new mom. And the other had 4 daughters, 3 of which were grown, were adults. And so you had 2 completely different perspectives. And then I was right in the middle. So I said all that to say is that I don't necessarily feel like everybody needs to start now, because I don't want to give that perception, but I don't think that those that feel that they need to or that God is telling them to should feel guilty for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have someone who really does not step into their season until their children are gone. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the main reason that I wrote the book was because moms need to see what their children learn from watching them learn and grow and mm-hmm. pursue things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't necessarily have to mean a major venture.
Mm-hmm.
It simply through living your life. I mean, most of the momspirations in the book are life examples that can be observed by your children in the way that you live, just as much if they observed a business venture or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, children learn so much. And I did a survey of several people, and 85% or more than that, I think 88%. Of the people responded that they learned more from watching the way that their parents live their life than any words their parents ever said to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that really struck me. And I thought, before I began to write this book, I did that survey on several platforms. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful because I can tend to be a lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought, you know, I need to start living these things more. Not that I hadn't already, but just on purpose, being more purposeful in the way that I present certain things in my kids' presence, and that, you know, to bring them into the things that I'm pursuing, even if it's volunteering, even if it's, you know, serving in the church or whatever it is that you find your hands doing right now, or a business venture from one extreme to the other, that they are present and they're able to observe and learn from watching you grow and pursue things. And I think that it enriches their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it gives them a living example that they can touch of hard work and diligence and integrity, any number, you know, of things. Mm-hmm. So it just benefits kids to be able to see that firsthand.
Mm-hmm. I also think, Carla, that it helps kids not to have such a self-centered worldview.
Yes, absolutely.
And, I think our culture today is so focused on kids and what they're doing and what they want and what they feel, that when I have my kids coming with me to help me in my business, and they help my husband in his business, and we talk with them about how things are going in our respective businesses, and they celebrate with us, and you know, they learn from the struggles. It just teaches them that it's not all about them.
Right, exactly.
And you know, that should be obvious, but in our culture, it's just not.
We're the age of the selfie, right?
Right, right. and I mean, it's practical skills too. You know, when you pursue a dream, even if that dream is to really grow a ministry,
yes.
You learn so much, and those are things that we can teach our kids so yes. that they don't have to, you know, go through all the struggle to learn them themselves. I mean, they're going to have their own struggles, but
right.
you know, we can give them a huge advantage.
There's a lot of wheels they won't have to reinvent.
Right. Okay. Well, if I have a mom listening right now and she says, you know what, I think I'm in the season to start doing things. And let me just back up a little bit and say, you know, kind of give another disclaimer similar to the one that you gave, Carla. And that is, you don't have to go all in on your mm-hmm. dream either. So I wanted to be a writer, and I wanted to write for publications, and I took small freelance jobs when I had babies and toddlers and preschoolers. Mm-hmm. And that was fantastic. I was not freelancing full time though.
Right.
That wasn't even my aspiration. And so
it worked for the season you were in.
It did. And it gave me just really a lot of joy to, you know, at least step into it, into, you know, what I felt called to do and what I was passionate about. So when I ask you this question, I'm not saying, okay, so the mom is ready to go, you know, all in, and she's going to start a full-time business. That's not necessarily what I'm suggesting. But if a mom is now excited hearing us talk about this, and right. she has a dream, and she believes that she is in a season where she can at least put her toe in the water, mm-hmm. what do you think are some first steps she should take?
Any dream, and I completely agree with your disclaimer that sometimes we're in a season, and I say this in the book, if we're not in a season of pursuing our dream, we're in the season of preparation. And so even if we are preparing for something we want to do down the road or a couple months from now, a couple of years from now, we're in a season of learning, absorbing all the information that we can absorb, finding people to shadow, just getting as much information and inspiration as we can. And then when we feel like it's time to just kind of start, like you said, put your foot in the water, you have to have a vehicle, you know, you have to have a container, so to speak, to put your dream in, to make it fly, to give it wings. And I'll tell you a really funny story, because how I got started with I Speak for Kids Global, which is my ministry. I started with a blog at the admonition of a couple friends of mine, and I had 3 followers. And I never grew from those 3 followers, but I'll tell you, I grew personally from those 3 followers, because they never responded. They just followed. And I think it was my 2 friends and my husband were the followers. But what I learned from that, though, is that I had something to say. I didn't realize before that I had so much to say on the topic that would be beneficial to other people. And the reason those friends suggested that I start the blog is because I had helped them also through the adoption process, mm-hmm. and, you know, understanding trauma and all those kinds of things. And so they were like, you need to start a blog about this, because a lot of people don't know this information. And so I just started writing my heart out for all 3 of them. And I thought, wow, I have a lot to say. And so I came upon an opportunity to be on someone's radio program, and I can't even remember who it was. But it was a radio station out of Texas, and I have no idea how I got in touch with them. But I was on their radio program, and then like a week later, the producer of that station called me and asked me if I wanted my own show. Hmm. And I stepped out into those waters, and I produced, you know, a weekly show on foster care, adoption, and sustainable missions every Tuesday morning. In my bathroom, double locked, while my kids were babysat by, you know, PBS Kids and Animal Crackers in the next room. And if they got too rowdy, I just banged on the door.
All right.
But, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like they were young, mm-hmm. and I could not, like, leave the house to go to a radio station. I couldn't do things on a certain level, but I could do something. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes if you feel like it's time for you to step out, what can you do right now? It may be really small steps, mm-hmm. but there may be, even if it's research, even if it, you know, going to see somebody else that does what you want to do, then do that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I started with a blog that no one followed, but I got my thoughts on paper and realized these thoughts weren't just for me. This wasn't just a journal. This was to be shared with a lot of people. And once I had my radio program, that propelled me into a speaking career. And from there, you know, all over the US, and from there, all over the world. To date. And so it's really been, you would have never been able to tell me that little blog, would have, you know, and that was in 2011 or 12. No, it was in 2011 that I started the blog, 2010, 2012 that I started the radio program. And so you would have never been able to tell me that it would lead to where I am. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just little by little by little. My kids got older. I felt more comfortable leaving the country. My husband was comfortable. It built up little by little over time. Mm-hmm. And even now we decide, you know, how many times a year that I leave the country. And, mm-hmm. you know, we pray together to decide what requests we accept. And which we don't, you know, which ones we don't feel are right for us right now. And so it is a group effort. Every country that I go to, I share with my children. I share all of the research I'm doing on culture and history and all those kinds of things. So it becomes a family affair.
Yeah. Well, that is really cool. And I love that aspect of the book. And speaking of the book, Momspiration, what other encouragement can my listeners look forward to getting from the book for following their dreams?
Well, I'll tell you what, every Momspiration, and there are 18 of them, or actually 16, because the last two chapters are calls to action. But in every chapter or every Momspiration, there is a Momspiration that challenges you as the mom to do some homework, to do some thinking, journalizing, take action in some way, shape, or form. So I don't want you to just enjoy the book. I want it to propel you to take some action, even if it's just journalizing things for the future, if you don't feel like it's time to step out. And then also at the end of each book is a Momspiration that is for you to do with your children. So for example, I'll talk about Momspiration number 16, which is let them see you win. And the dream builder for that one is acknowledge your own wins and give yourself credit for each phase completed, big or small. Plan something just for yourself to celebrate your wins. And then the family activity to do at the end of that chapter is plan a we win party for the family. Celebrate something that each person in the family has worked hard at and congratulate them. And so every chapter has both something for mom and something for the family to do together, to stress the fact that you can indeed inspire your children to pursue their dreams as you pursue your own.
Well, I love that. And, you know, that I think can go a long way toward helping us overcome any guilt or feelings of selfishness.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And I know that that's what you intended with mm-hmm. that. Well, I love it. Well, Carla, this has been great. I feel like we could go on and on and on and talk about, you know, how we can kind of keep our momentum going and, you know, not expecting overnight success. I mean, this would be like a series, right?
Right, definitely.
on actually, you know, going for your dream and making it happen. But this has been so wonderful as inspiration for moms right now. So how can listeners get a copy of Momspiration, and how can they connect with you online?
Okay. Well, I'll let them know how they can connect first. I am under Unschooling the Sensational Six on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So that's where they can access all things unschooling, homeschooling, mom stuff. Mm-hmm. And then also they can access more information about my ministry and homeschooling at my website, which is ispeak4kidsglobal.com. And that's ispeak4kidsglobal.com. And as far as the book is available on Amazon along with Homeschool Gone Wild. And they can access that there. They can search under Momspiration or Carla Marie Williams. And I do, if you don't mind me mentioning, I do have a Mother's Day special.
All right.
And which is quite a major discount. But because Mother's Day is coming, and this is all about moms who have my heart. I am doing four books for $45. And that is a $20 savings. If you know, but they would have to purchase that through me. So they would have to inbox me at Unschooling the Sensational 6. And I will send them 4 signed copies for $45 versus $65 if they bought them online.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, that is wonderful. I know you will enjoy the copy of the book. And if you didn't catch any of those links, I will have all of them in the show notes for you. Carla, thank you so very much for coming on again and inspiring moms to pursue their dreams the way that you have.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
To find the links in this episode, including where you can get your copy of Momspiration, go to homeschoolsanity.com/dreamtime. Thanks again to Seven Sisters Homeschool for sponsoring this episode. Join me next time for a discussion of mastery curriculum and why you should use it in your homeschool. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.